And we have joining us this morning, of course, Andrew Foster of Harvell & Collins, Life and Taxes. And interestingly enough, Andrew, I did see that apparently the president's efforts to the headline was President Biden's efforts at taxing corporations is losing momentum. That was the headline, I think, in the Washington Post, of all places. But anyhow, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So what's happening in the world of taxes?
Well, Lockwood, we're 1 week away from advanced child tax credit payments. So what that is this was passed in the American Rescue Plan. And the concept is to get money into parents' pockets during the year versus them claiming a credit at the time they file their taxes.
Okay.
Exactly right. So in you know, February through April of next year. So for the last half of this year, 2021, if you have children, if they're under the age of six, $300 per child. If they're over the age of six but under the age of 18, $250 per child that will be sent to your bank account, sent to you by check. However you received your tax refund for this past year is how you will receive these advanced child tax credit payments.
Okay, several quick questions for you. Number one, how do they know?
How do they know? Yeah. So good question. So how do they know? So the first thing is they are basing this information off of your 2019 and 2020 tax returns.
But wait a second. We just had a baby.
There you go.
As a matter of fact, I point to you as a perfect example.
I'm one of those.
Yeah.
March 2021.
Yeah.
Had a baby. So the good news is.
I remembered. I want you to be a person.
So the good news is that we have ways that the IRS is going to allow you to give them that information. And so they've set up online tools that you can go to and input information and let them know that, hey, I've had a child or my situation has changed, that you can update your information, basically, is the best way for me to explain it.
That's the reason we do what we do here at the Talk Station, talking to you every Thursday. That's Andrew Foster of Harvell & Collins, because until you just told me that, I didn't know it.
Yeah.
How does anybody know it other than listening to this station on a regular basis, which everybody should be doing?
Exactly. You know, it's not one of those things that's been widely publicized. I mean, you know, the way that I've been following these developments is literally by following individuals who are tax professionals who put stuff on social media, who have regular blog posts and have,
right,
and have those types of correspondence with individuals. But that's the way that I've been following Lockwood. And in all honesty, that's how I know that there's these online tools that are available, you know, cause, you know, for example, what if you didn't file tax returns? What if you didn't have to file them because you weren't required to relative to the amount of income that you made? Well, there you go. You have a non-filer,
right,
button that you can hit on the IRS website,
okay,
in order to collect these payments, you know. And I mean, you look at the numbers, Lockwood, $300 per child. $250 per child. The total number of these credits is $3,600 and $3,000 per child, depending on age. This is a lot of money that's available for parents out there, and it can come to you, like I said, directly. You'll get half this credit prepaid to you before the end of this particular tax year, assuming that you qualify for four of it. Yes, because we're doing half the year. So we've cut the credit in half. And that's why the payments aren't $600 a month and $500 a month. They're $300 and $250 because we're just giving out half.
What's involved in the filing?
So right now, like I said, they go off of your old tax filings that they have. And then what happens is, and you made a very good point, you will file your 2021 tax return, right, obviously next year, and then you must reconcile these particular payments. So here's where the rubber hits the road a little bit for some people.
Yeah.
Which is, as long as you stay within the amounts allowable. So as long as you, for instance, if you're married filing jointly, you stay below $150,000 of modified adjusted gross income for your 2021 filing, you're not going to have any problems. If on the other hand, let's say you had a rougher year last year, maybe due to COVID.
Right.
and now you're projected to do much better this particular year mm-hmm. relative to your salary, that might be a time where you might want to consider using the tool, this the online tool, and opting out of these advanced payments so you don't run into a problem, Lockwood, where you receive the money, then you go do the reconciliation, and guess what? You owe the money back because right. you've done better financial speaking. The other, another way that one of our, what I want to caution some of our listeners out there is that some parents split the child. If you, if you're out there and you have custody arrangements okay. and, you know, okay. We have several of these where basically I claim the children 1 year, you claim the children the next year, and then we just stagger it back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Well, keep in mind, they're going off of your last tax return. So it's possible that you could receive this money, but it's not your year to claim the child. That's another time where you would want to opt out of these payments so you don't run into a problem with having to pay those funds back come 2022. So again, there's available tool online. You can go in and you can click on the opt out button so you do not receive this money.
Okay. Let's talk the online. Where do we go for the online service?
IRS.gov. Then you can search, advanced child tax credit.
There are a lot of people out there that are not, connected yeah. electronically, in their internet. And not because they just don't want to be. They don't.
Yeah. Well, it might not. I mean, I understand too the idea of you putting your information into an online tool.
Right.
Social security numbers and other, is, specialized information, confidential information. Sometimes that doesn't appeal to a lot of people.
Is there any, the stunning story I have about this is until you walked in, I didn't know this existed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. The other question you kind of alluded to a moment ago. Are there any thresholds you've got to work
yeah.
with?
Thresholds. So really the thresholds are obviously the age limits depending right. on what amount that you right. do receive. And then obviously if you hit $150,000 modified adjusted gross income for married filing jointly or $75,000
independently,
it's $112,500 right. for head of household. So if you hit above those limits, you start phasing out. So it doesn't mean you lose it completely,
but
you're going to start dropping down and you could drop down all the way to a $2,000, child tax credit, which was the old rule prior to this American Rescue Plan at the end of the day. So, you know, it could be a difference of $1,600 or $1,000. But the good news is you wouldn't be owing that full amount back as long as you didn't completely phase out at the $400,000 married filing joint level, $200,000, individual level. But you do need to be cognizant of those numbers because that is a phase out and then you would owe some money back right. at the end of the day.
But the thing I've got to focus on is the absence of communications
yeah.
on this.
Well, a lot of people are going to be surprised because all of a sudden they're going to see U.S. Treasury hit their account.
Yeah.
And they're going to go, wait a minute, I thought I got my tax refund or something similar to that. You know, maybe this is another stimulus. Who knows? I mean, that's what I think that you're going to get questions like that. But the fact is this literally is, and it's every month, Lockwood. It hits July 15th, and then it hits August 15th. And then we keep on going down the road, down the road, down the road, and that money will hit your account on the 15th of the month all the way up until December 15th of this particular year.
And this is the 50%.
Correct. So it would be, like I said, $300 per child that's under the age of six.
Per month.
Per month. And then $250 per child, 6 to 17. Yeah, so, I mean, you know, in my situation, I've got two under six.
Yeah.
So, you know, that could be $600 that hits my account every month for the end of the year. So that's just an example.
And you have folks who are used to getting it in the
correct. Now that's the other thing that you need to understand is that you're getting half your credit right. prepaid. Okay. So people that are used to getting this to say, hey, I'm going to use that money to buy my washer and dryer, or I need a car repair and I'm going to wait for that money. Just bear in mind, half of that money is going to have already been paid out, you know, through the year.
Okay,
so you're only going to be able to get half back on your actual tax return. Okay. But the good news, Lockwood, is under the old credit, it was $2,000.
Right.
So bear in mind, you're still going to have, if they're under six, $1,800 of credit still to take on your return. If they're over the age of six, but under the age of 18, you know, $1,500. So you're not going to, I mean, that's still pretty close to the $2,000 that you were receiving, you know, under the prior tax year.
We have with us Andrew Foster this morning, of course, with Life and Taxes. And Andrew, I'm thinking that with what you're sharing with me, there are a lot of individuals who are in a financially stable environment who are going to be surprised by this and might want to check on this and I'm going to utilize you as a point person on this, pick up the phone and say, okay, based on previous tax, my previous income, they don't need unpleasant surprises.
Yeah, that's right.
Is there a penalty? Is there, if you basically receive this money, is there a penalty if, in fact, you weren't supposed to receive it?
Well, bear in mind, when you do the reconciliation, Lockwood, you'll have to, if you've gotten paid too much, guess what? Now, instead of getting a tax refund, what do? You have a balance due.
Right.
So then, if you have a balance due that you cannot pay, penalties and interest are going to accrue on that balance. You might recall we've had some horror stories with the Affordable Care Act and these reconciliations where individuals have been receiving, their premiums have been discounted due to the ACA. And then lo and behold, they go do that reconciliation because their situation changed. And what happens? They got a tax bill. So just be careful, but it's good for most of our listeners out there who are going to get some extra money in their pocket.
Important information provided this morning by Andrew Foster of Harvell and Collins. And by the way, go to the website, Harvell and, spell out the word and, harvellandcollins.com.